KCFW HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
This is InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's what's happening on this week's show.
You're about to buy a home. Suddenly, an email arrives from your agent or broker telling you to wire your down payment to a bank. Watch out. It may be a clever scam, one that's happening nationwide.
If you think about it, it's one of those transactions that people are extremely nervous about. There's always time pressure and urgency involved. And this has just proved to be a really ripe environment for cyber criminals to exploit.
Then, the foster care system is meant to protect kids. But when foster care makes a mistake, taking kids from parents where there is no problem, what happens next?
Families of color are very disproportionately the subject to both hotline calls and findings of abuse or neglect.
Those two stories and more are straight ahead. Stay with us. InfoTrack begins right after this.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
The holidays are here. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Shop carefully curated gift packages that are guaranteed to make spirits bright all winter long. Plus, when you use code QUALITY at checkout, get an extra $30 off your order. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, a gift that'll be remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Rocky Mosal with International Star Registry. Over the past 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, you can name a star and give the ultimate Christmas gift. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit StarRegistry.com or call 800-282-3333 to give the brightest gift. That's 800-282-3333.
InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
You're about to buy a home. The closing date is days away, and an unexpected email arrives from your real estate agent with instructions to wire the down payment funds immediately or the deal might fall through. But watch out, it might be a scam setting you up to lose some money. Here to explain is Ryan Callenberg, Senior Vice President of Cybersecurity Strategy for security company Proofpoint. Ryan, welcome to the show. Is this a new kind of fraud that's targeting home buyers?
It isn't a necessarily new kind of fraud, but we've seen a big uptick in activity, and we've frankly seen it all around the world. If you think about it, it's one of those transactions that people are extremely nervous about. There's always time pressure and urgency involved, and this has just proved to be a really ripe environment for cyber criminals to exploit.
And these large sums of money wired by these victims goes overseas, I guess. So it's out of reach of U.S. law enforcement, right?
It is very quickly. So the typical way that a wire transfer works is that it goes into an account, which clears that very quickly. And then from there, the cyber criminals can move it on to many other accounts, many of which tend to be overseas. Hong Kong is an especially common destination for this, and even mainland China. At that point, it's almost impossible to get the money back, even if you're a fairly large corporation with a lot of resources, which in this case is not what we're talking about. We're talking about individuals trying to, in a lot of cases, use their life savings to buy a home.
And the reason so many consumers get fooled is the email they receive with the instructions looks identical to what a real estate agent or mortgage broker has been sending them all along. So it's a really clever spoof with some really awful results for the victims.
Indeed. And there's really two ways that this happens. One is it can be spoofed, as you say. People don't quite realize this, but most of the time you can misrepresent anybody via email unless they're doing a set of technical things that most real estate agents, frankly, are not doing. And secondly, if your real estate agent or anybody else involved in the transaction, like the title company, actually gets what we call phished, as in cyber criminal steals their username and password and is able to log in as them, then they don't even need to bother spoofing. They're actually sending you an email from the right account. So it looks exactly as it's supposed to. Very often they can use an item in the send items that is a perfectly formatted message. It's in perfect English. None of the sorts of things that would tip you off. And of course, from reading the real estate agent's email, they know actually that you're in the middle of this transaction. So it is incredibly difficult to tell it apart from a normal request made by a normal party in a real estate transaction.
Yeah, and I understand that it will sometimes have the exact amount of the down payment in the email, so it looks very real. In one case I heard about, there are many people in China who come and buy real estate in the U.S. as investments. And this realtor had received an email from China, and apparently there was a file attached, and they opened it, and then the malware was installed on their computer, and the rest is history, I guess. What can people do to not be a victim of this type of situation? What do you suggest?
From the perspective of anybody buying a house right now, the telephone is your best friend. You do not want to be relying on email as a communication channel that you have any degree of trust in. And I say that as somebody who looks at a lot of malicious email for a living. You want to call your broker. You want to ideally, and I even did this when I purchased my last house, I went physically to the title company so I could make sure that I was wiring everything exactly to the place it needed to go. I wasn't relying on texts. I wasn't relying on emails. I wasn't relying on a communication channel I couldn't trust. When it comes to real estate agents and title companies and everybody else involved in this ecosystem, the advice remains the same. Don't click on links in email if you can absolutely avoid it. And you mentioned an example of a case where somebody installed malware on their computer. This doesn't, in a lot of cases, even require installing malware. Sometimes it's just a link that points you to a page that looks a whole lot like your normal login page, and they're simply stealing your password. So even without actually installing malware on your device, the cyber criminals can get all of the information they need to convincingly trick you into sending money the wrong way. And we all have to be more vigilant about that, particularly given what's at stake here.
We're talking with Ryan Callenber, Senior Vice President of Cybersecurity Strategy for security company Proofpoint. Ryan, perhaps for nervous home buyers, are there steps they can take with their bank, for example, to basically say, never wire any money unless I come to the bank and tell you to do that? Can you put in those types of safeguards ahead of time?
It depends on your bank, but many banks do support that. You can put all kinds of conditions in terms of how money can be wired. And it's actually fairly similar to another best practice for a lot of consumers, which is freezing your credit. There's actually a new US law that was enacted in late September that allows you for free to freeze your credit with all the major credit agencies. So if you're not doing something like opening a line of credit, signing up for a new credit card, et cetera, you can make sure that nobody can open an account in your name. The same effectively applies to wire transfers, and you should check with your bank in terms of the controls that you can put in place to make sure that they check maybe not once, not twice, but three times before ever approving a wire from your account.
This type of fraud is amazing how much money has been lost. According to the FBI, the figures I have here, since 2013, the losses have topped $12 billion with these crimes. And in some cases, people lose their life savings, so it can be very, very tragic. Any other advice you have for our listeners, Ryan?
I think it's certainly worth being vigilant in pretty much every aspect of our lives when it comes to digital communication. The one thing that I try and underscore to absolutely everybody is that email is not a channel that you should trust for communications that genuinely matter to you. If it's something big like buying a home, or even if it's something small like approving a smaller transaction or doing a business deal with somebody, cyber criminals are really good at stealing passwords, reading people's email, and understanding how to get in the middle of the digital transactions that make up our daily life. And so a little bit of vigilance in that case goes a long way. The other thing that I'd recommend to absolutely everybody, try and implement what we call two-factor authentication on all of your accounts. That means don't just rely on a single password. If you do rely on a password, use a password manager. That said, all of that is not enough when it comes to these transactions when you rely on other people like real estate agents. And then I would hate to sound like a bit of a Luddite, but go back to the phone, go back to showing up in person, because that transaction is big enough for the inconvenience to really genuinely be worth it.
Yeah, again, to cite the example that I heard about, the person did call their mortgage broker to say, "What is this? I thought I wasn't supposed to wire the money." And the broker said, "What are you talking about?" And of course, then the whole thing was in the open, and luckily that person did not lose their money. But yeah, making a phone call is about the least you can do just to protect yourself. Ryan, this is really great information, and hopefully will save our listeners a lot of heartache down the road. Ryan Callenber, Senior Vice President of Cybersecurity Strategy for security company Proofpoint. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's been my pleasure.
Next, what happens when the foster care system makes a mistake? That story, straight ahead.
There's more InfoTrack coming up. Stay tuned.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
The holidays are here. Go to OmahaSteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Shop carefully curated gift packages that are guaranteed to make spirits bright all winter long. Plus, when you use code QUALITY at checkout, get an extra $30 off your order. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, a gift that'll be remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. That's OmahaSteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Rocky Mosel with International Star Registry. Over the past 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, you can name a star and give the ultimate Christmas gift. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit StarRegistry.com or call 800-282-3333 to give the brightest gift. That's 800-282-3333.
You're listening to InfoTrack. To learn more about our guests or listen to past shows, visit InfoTrack online at InfoTrackRadio.com. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
The number of children in the U.S. foster care system is at record levels, thanks in part to the massive epidemic of opioid addiction. With nearly 450,000 children in the system, mistakes sometimes happen. Children are taken from parents who are neither abusive or neglectful. InfoTrack's Gina Tedesco is here with an attorney who helps the families that fall through the cracks. Gina?
Thanks, Chris. If child protective service agencies watch out for abused or neglected children, who watches out to make sure the agencies do their jobs correctly? A new book profiles six cases in which child protection services wrongly took away children from their families. Noted attorney Diane Redleaf is author of They Took the Kids Last Night, How the Child Protection System Puts Families at Risk. She says the problem is widespread. Ms. Redleaf, the families you profiled had brought their kids to get medical care, but were blamed for injuries or problems that they just could not explain. Give us one brief example.
One brief example happened to Mary Broderick's family. Her husband was holding their infant child. He was on a porch. He just kind of fell backwards while holding the child. And he got some scrapes. And as a precaution, they took the child to the hospital. They found a bleed on his brain. And at first, that was not viewed as suspicious. But then an x-ray was read, or a CAT scan was read, and they thought they saw another bleed, an older bleed. And immediately, as soon as that happened, Child Protection got called. The family was put under restrictions. The children were forced to live with relatives for about 7 weeks. And it was an extremely traumatic experience for them, so much so that Mary Broderick has spent 15 years working on the issue of wrongly accused families.
Can this kind of thing happen in any state?
It does happen in almost every state. I've had cases and attorneys that I've worked with who come from just about every state who work on cases like this. And hotline calls are mandated in every state, so it easily can happen in every state. Some states have it more than others.
And in this era of see something, say something, are some innocent parents victimized by a vindictive friend or relative?
That's a very common scenario that causes hotline calls to be made, and sometimes it's used as an offensive tactic to deflect attention from a true abuser. That's happened too.
Do families of color find themselves less likely to be believed at a hospital when they provide an explanation of how their child was legitimately injured?
That's true. Families of color are very disproportionately the subject to both hotline calls and findings of abuse or neglect, as well as actions to actually formally take the children into foster care. And then, of course, once children go into foster care, there's additional disproportionate impact on minority families in terms of the delays in getting the children back, the rate of findings, and the difficulties that they encountered. So yes, it starts with the hotline and whether a call is made, and it continues through the life of a case that there is disproportionate impact.
When a child is removed, you say their location might be kept secret. Even the parent's attorney cannot get information?
That can happen for a period of time after a decision gets made. If Child Protection comes out, they make a decision that there's a immediate risk to the child, or sometimes it's a better safe than sorry decision, and it's not really in accordance with the strict constitutional standards that should be applied. And at that point, if the child is not placed with a relative that the parent knows, they will have a hard time getting information until there is a court action or some other disposition that the state makes public to them.
We're visiting with Diane Redleaf, author of They Took the Kids Last Night, How the Child Protective System Puts Families at Risk. If parents are wrongly accused of abuse, what three things would you advise them to do?
The first thing is to find out exactly what they're accused of as best they can. That's asking some questions politely of the person who's investigating them. The second thing is, if it's a medical case, get their medical records, get the medical records for the children involved as quickly as you possibly can, and try to see if you can find an independent person to give an evaluation. And the third thing is to reach out and find out about legal resources.
If a family wants to hire a lawyer to fight, how expensive might that be?
It can be arranged. In many states, if it ends up going to court, attorneys will be appointed. And there are some very excellent family defense attorneys around the country in various states, but it's an under-resourced area of practice. And it's difficult sometimes to find an experienced attorney in family defense. It's a unique field. It can range in cost depending on what's involved from, you know, $1,000 on the low end to upwards of $100,000, depending on how long the case continues.
Ms. Redleaf, I posed the question earlier, who's watching CPS? Do states have agencies that serve as a check on CPS?
Not really. I say that because there have been over the years some attempts at some partial solutions to this problem. There are some inspector general's offices. They may be citizen review boards in some states. But the families are really oftentimes powerless and so stigmatized by virtue of the allegation and so under-resourced in terms of how they can reach out for help that the accountability of the agencies is really a challenge. And really, it has fallen to attorneys like me, family defense attorneys, civil rights lawyers, to try to hold the agencies accountable. And there is a very small group of lawyers who have a history and a track record of doing exactly that through lawsuits and also policy efforts. This is a changing picture, I have to say. Things have started to really dramatically improve with the attention that stories like these have been getting and more and better well-staffed family defense offices. But this is a really important area to support and to expand.
I realize this can vary from state to state, but do you believe CPS workers get enough training?
Not at all. CPS workers have a very hard job. I think people kind of expect everything from them, and they give them extremely weak tools as well as overwhelming caseloads at the same time. We sort of expect the system to sort everything out. In 2016, 7.4 million children called to the attention of hotlines in America. And we're expecting child protection workers with high caseloads and oftentimes little supervision, high turnover, to sort all this out. And it is a daunting task. And we're expecting a lot from people who don't have the tools necessarily available.
In fairness, though, to CPS workers, you're not alleging, are you, that all CPS workers are not up to the task?
I'm not alleging that. The cases that come to the attention of lawyers like me are not the cases where the family, you know, got properly served and they ended up with a quick positive outcome. And those cases do happen. And certainly there are investigators who are doing their absolutely best they can do, and they are making the right call most of the time. But we haven't really talked about what it means to get it wrong. And that's what the book tries to do.
Diane Redleaf, author of They Took the Kids Last Night, How the Child Protective System Puts Families at Risk. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
For InfoTrack, I'm Gina Tedesco.
You're listening to InfoTrack, a production of Syndication Networks.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 biggie bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 biggie bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
This is Rocky Mosel with International Star Registry. Over the past 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star and give the ultimate Christmas gift. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333 to give the brightest gift. That's 800-282-3333.
A surprising study has found that the addition of refined fiber to processed foods may not be healthy and might even trigger liver disease. InfoTrack's Roy Mackey is back with the story. Roy?
Thanks, Chris. Dr. Andrew Gewirtz is a professor in the Institute for Biomedical Sciences at Georgia State University and the co-author of the study. So, Dr. Gewirtz, we see products on grocery store shelves all the time that say high fiber or added fiber and so forth. And you took a look at some of these products and came up with some rather disturbing results. Tell us a little bit about your study.
Our results are based in mice. And we were trying to examine if we could add these fibers to processed mouse diets and reproduce some of the beneficial effects on metabolism that have been purported to be attributable to fiber. And indeed, adding the fiber did seem to help out the metabolic profiles of the mice. However, very disturbing to us, some of the mice started to develop liver disease, particularly liver cancer.
Hmm. I think when people see the word fiber on a product, they assume that what's being added is somehow a natural, healthy component. But where does that fiber, that processed fiber, really come from? What is it?
There's nothing wrong with the processed fibers per se. We can take these same processed fibers, which are isolated from healthy foods, and we can add these fibers into a normal mouse diet that is already rich in fiber, and there seems to be no ill effect of adding extra fiber to a diet that's naturally rich in fiber. The problems seem to arise when you add these fibers to a very highly refined diet. That's when we're really seeing problems. So this would not be a concern for someone who's eating foods that are naturally rich in fiber, but it is a concern for having highly processed foods and enriching them with fibers. Certain snack bars, for example, are pretty refined products, and these purified fibers are being added to them.
And what processed foods do you most commonly see on the shelves? What are the most popular items that might be in this category of processed foods that have these added fibers?
Some snack bars, one example is the Fiber One Brownie, that has a lot of inulin or sugarcane fiber added, and that's one of the ingredients that seem to promote the cancer phenotype in our mice. I would say it's often things that are meal replacement type of products that would tend to have these, and some snack bars that are being fortified with these fibers. Those seem to be some of the main offenders.
There are also cereals that are marketed as being high in fiber. Are those also in the same category of concern?
A lot of the cereals that are high in fiber are naturally high in fiber, and the fiber is not added, so I don't think these would be a concern. And until recently, the added fiber could not be listed on the label. This was a change made by the FDA just within the last year. So if inulin is added to a product up until about 6 months ago, it would just be listed as an ingredient, but they couldn't claim it as being part of the fiber content. So cereals that have been around for a long time that are rich in fiber would not be a concern, but it's really some of these more recently engineered products that are really being enriched.
And if you look at the list of ingredients, will you actually see inulin listed as an ingredient?
You will. So inulin will be listed in the ingredients. Sometimes it will say inulin fructans or inulin type fructans or inulin, but that will often be listed as an ingredient. And it's always been listed as the ingredient, but now it can be listed in the fiber content as well.
And inulin would be the red flag for you.
It would be, yeah. It would be a product that I would try to not eat at least excessive amounts of, and that some of the fiber-enriched products are being consumed in abundance by consumers thinking that they're promoting their health. But we think some of this is risky at present.
So did these findings surprise you?
They did surprise us. We were definitely not expecting it. We did not set out to find problems with fibers. We set out to understand the beneficial mechanisms. Long term, we think that there can be potential to engineer foods with these fibers to make them healthy. But at present, we just don't think the knowledge is quite there, and that consuming the fiber-enriched products is a bit risky, and people would be better off consuming foods naturally rich in fiber.
Dr. Andrew Gewirtz from Georgia State University, thank you very much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
For InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
And that's it for this week's show. Special thanks to this week's InfoTrack contributors, Roy Mackey, Lisa G., and Gina Tedesco. Our internet services are provided by Pear Networks. Our executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm Chris Whitting. We hope you'll join us right here next week for another edition of InfoTrack.
Attention.
Attention all employees of all other radio stations. Caught you listening again. We understand. But we're not going to hire you.
Yeah, but, wait, huh?
The Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW. CFW. Thank you. 1057 CFW. A part of the valley is Big Falls and Beaver Creek Reserve. This is 1057 CFW, the valley's fun music.
The high
This is 105.7 CFW.
Jingle bell rock, jingle bells swing, and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in the one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some rain chances developing, especially in the afternoon. Some patchy fog. High temperatures warming up into the mid-50s. Breezy south to southeast winds gusting up around 30 miles per hour. Order your Christmas Eve. Rain continues breezy. Lows in the upper 40s. Currently 46 degrees.
CFW.
My bones, it goes electric wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home, we're flying up no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it. So don't stop. And under the lights, when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do. Rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop that. You when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody
This is 105.7 CFW.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to. Places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world. Leave the real one far behind. Real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. We can dance. We can dance, everybody's taking the chance. It's safe to dance, oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. But we can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. But we can dance, we can dance. Everybody's taking the chance. Will it save the dance? Yes, it's safe to dance. Will it save the dance? Will it save the dance? Yes, it's safe to dance.
Cause I-
music, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know. I close my eyes and she slipped away. She slipped
Boy, we've got some big shoes to fill, don't we? Well, if you've been around a while, you know how important the letters WCFW have been to Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire valley. FM has always stood for fine music. Well, we put a new paint job on things and couldn't be more excited to have been handed the torch, where FM still stands for fine music, but also fun music. Proud to say that we're still 105.7 CFW.
105.7 CFW, the Valley's fun music, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Did you know December 25th isn't just Christmas? It's also National Pumpkin Pie Day. This delicious dessert originated in the U.S. in the 1800s and really grew in popularity when it became a part of Thanksgiving, though the official day to celebrate pumpkin pie is still December 25th. Sounds like a delicious reason to enjoy it. Don't forget to add some ice cream or whipped cream for an extra special treat. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.